नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायां सप्तदशः पाठः नवम्बर् मासस्य षोडशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। सो तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः सिंहावलोकनं कुर्मः। तत्र कथं तिङन्तप्रक्रियायां कथं क्रमः भवति भिन्नानां कार्याणाम् इति दृष्टवन्तः। सो वी जस्ट् डू अ क्विक् रीकेप् आफ् वाट् वी हेव् डन् सो फार्। आदौ प्रक्रियायां प्रथमः अंशः मूलधातुः, धातुपाठात् मूलधातुः ज्ञायते। तत्र के के अंशाः ज्ञातव्याः? सानुबन्धः धातुः, अनुबन्धसहितः धातुः, द कम्प्लीट् धातु अलाङ्ग् वित् द अनुबन्ध, बिकास् वी नो दट् द अनुबन्धस् आर् इम्पार्टेण्ट् फार् मेनी अदर् कार्यस्। धातोः सामान्यः अर्थः कः? गणः। सो गण इस् वन् थिङ्ग् विच् केन् बि डिटर्मिन्ड् ओन्ली बै थ्रू अ धातु पाठ। देर् इस् नो वे टु जस्ट् लुक् अट् अ धातु एण्ड् नो विच् गण इट् बिलाङ्ग्स् टु। If we know the latlakara forms, we can tell which gana it is. But just if you look at the dhatu, we will not know. So we have to look at the gana. Kim padam, parasmai padam, atmane padam, ubhaya padam. Athava ityogyata, set anitvet. Ete sarve piyam shaha, dhatu pathat nyayante. Tataha itsamnya lopaha. धातुषु इत्संज्ञा भवति त्रिभिः सूत्रैः, उपदेशयजनुनासिकैत् हलन्त्यम् आदिर्ञिटुडवः। इत्संज्ञकस्य वर्णस्य लोपः क्रियते तस्य लोपः इति सूत्रेण। सो दट् इस् आल्वेस् द फस्ट् स्टेप् इन् प्रक्रिया, रिमूविङ्ग् द इत्संज्ञा लेटर्स्। ततः प्राकृतिकानि कार्याणि अथवा निर्निमित्तानि कार्याणि, एस् वी सा देर् आर् सम् कार्यास् विच् विल् अप्लै to a particular dhatu without depending on any other external nimitta. Usually the karya depends once we have the pratyaya, but there are some karyas which apply even without requiring the pratyaya. Okay, so chatvari karyani santi, dhatva deshasah ityanena dhatu adau vidyamanasya shakarasya sakarah bhavati, nonah ityanena nakarasya sthane nakarah bhavati, इदितोनुम् धातोः इत्यनेन इदितः धातोः, यस्मिन् धातोः ह्रस्व इकारः इत्सम्यकः तस्य धातोः नुम् इति आगमः, नकारागमः क्रियते अन्त्यादचः परः। उपधायाम् च इत्यनेन उपधायाम् येषाम् धातूनाम् रेफः वकारो वा विद्यते तस्मात् पूर्वम् विद्यमानस्य इकः दीर्घः भवति। So there's one point which I wanted to tell regarding upadhayam cha. We were wondering what is the purpose, because the other karyas have a purpose. So why not give the dhatu itself with a dirgha? Why give a hrasva and then make it a dirgha? There are forms where we hear the hrasva itself. There are cases like we have the dhatu murcha. So if we do a quip pratyaya on that, so murcha and quip, the chakara gets deleted. Okay, and quip is also a pratyaya which is completely deleted. We don't hear any pratyaya. So the pratipadika now becomes muru. In this case, since repha is not in the upadha, we don't have upadhayam cha applying. So in forms, we get muhu, murau, muraha. Okay, that is a quip pratyayanta form of the murcha dhatu. So to account for such forms where there is a hrasva, there is the dhatu is given as hrasva in the upadesha. But in most of the cases, we hear the dirgha. But there are cases where the hrasva is also heard. The next step in the tinganta prakriya, lakaraha. We add the lakara. So we have seen the sutras for adding the different lakaras. So lakaraha kriyate, lakare anubandham lopayitva. पश्यामश्चेत् केवलः ल इत्येव शिष्यते, अत एव तस्य लकारः इति नाम। ततः अडागमः अथवा आडागमः, यदि लकारः लुङ् लङ् लृङ्क्षु अन्यतमः, if the lakara is one of lung, lung or ring, one of these three, then at iti agamaha bhavati angasya adau. Since it's a tit agama, we add it to the beginning. At ajadinam. Yadi dhatuhu ajadihi, tarhi at iti agamaha kriyate. So if it is haladi, we add a. If it is ajadi, we add a. Yadi adagamaha kriyate, tarhi atascha ityanena vriddhirapi bhavati. So it is immediately followed by vriddhi by atascha. So the next step, lasya tibadayaha. Lakaranam sthane tiptasthi siptastham ibvasmas tatamcha thasathamdham idvahi mahin iti sutrena pratyayaha kriyante. Depending on the pada, the purusha and the vachana which we desire, we add one of these pratyayas. Tataha vikarana pratyayaha. So vikarana is a pratyaya which is added in between the dhatu and the thing pratyaya. Right? So vikaranasya visheyapi jnani maha. Yadi sarvadhatukaha lakaraha tarhi kartari shabadayaha pratyayaha ganashaha. Gananimittaha vikarana pratyayaha bhavanti sarvadhatuka lakareshu kartari prayoge eva. Yatha lat lakaraha kartari prayogaha tarhi Bhadigane Shap iti pratyayaha, Divadigane Shyan, Svadigane Shnu, Tudadigane Sha, Rudhadigane Shnam, Kriyadigane Shna. Ete Vishishtaha pratyayaha, Anyesha Ganeshu Shap, Samanyataha Bhavati. Sarvadhatuka lakare Bhava Karmanoho, Bhave Prayoge Athava Karmani Prayoge, Sarvebhyaha Dhatubhyaha, Yak iti Vikaranaha Bhavati. Arthadhatuka lakareshu syadayaha vikaranaha lakarashaha bhavanti lakara nimittaha vikaranaha syatasi drilatoho sibbahulam leti chli lungi ete lakara nimittaha vikarana pratyayaha bhavanti. There are some lakaras which do not take any vikarana like lit and ashirli. So the next step, we have covered all these in the previous. So next we have in this today's class, we will be looking at these three. There is the Angakarya. The next step is Angakarya, Vikaranamittam Angakaryam. How do we change the Anga depending on the Vikarana? And then Pratyaya Nirvanam. How do we change the thing Pratyaya based on the Anga? And then Pratyaya Nimittam Angakaryam. That is, I mean thing Pratyaya Nimittam Angakaryam. Angakarya depending on the thing Pratyaya. Okay. So these are what we will be seeing in this class. So before we go to that, the exercise of last class. Okay. So we were practicing the Angakarya, which is the Adagama or Adagama. Okay. So Etesham Dhatunam Adagamam Athava Adagamam Kritva Kim Rupam Syat Iti Nirdishata. Assuming that there is a Nimitta, that is assuming that there is one of the Lakaras Lung, 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 what will be the form? So I'll tell you now, I mean, what we are doing now is we are going down the series of the steps. So the purpose of this exercise was not just to do the Adagama, to start from the beginning. From in all further exercises, we will be starting at the beginning. That is, given the Dhatu, we do the Itsamya Lopa, then we do the Prakritika Karya, then we do the Adagama or Adagama. Okay. So the purpose is, one, yes, to give a practice in Adagama Adagama, also to know the steps of the Prakriya, because the Tingantha Prakriya is always necessarily pretty long. Okay. So it requires practice to do the steps one after the other. If we keep doing these from the beginning, after a step, all the initial steps will become very natural. I mean, you can do that very naturally and concentrate on the difference in the Angakarya. That is where there is a difference between all the dhatus. Okay, the steps which we have seen so far are all common, very common steps. We will not be doing these again and again. We will be concentrating on the next three steps, which is the Angakarya, the Pratyaya Nirmana, and the Angakarya. There are two steps of Angakaryas. So that is where the dhatus all differ in their forms. Okay. So that will be the focus of the classes once we finish this overview. So, by the time we finish this overview, I would like all of you to be very familiar with the common steps. Once the common steps become very familiar, it will be easy to focus on the difference. Right? Okay, so now, anybody wants to try? Nitish Chandra.
Hello. Vadi.
Mm.
Vad by Upadesha Janunaskai.
Yes.
Vand.
Mm.
By Riton Lung Dhatoh.
Mm.
Avan. Avan by Lung 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 Swaragataha.
Just one thing, I mean, in case you forgot, the as soon as you do Iditonum Dhatohu, you should also apply Nashta Padanta Sejali and Anuswarasei Parasavarna. Okay. Because, yeah. I mean, in one, it is easy to forget because we already have the final. I mean, what we know is the final because it's a familiar dhatu. So, Iditonum Dhatohu followed by Nashta Padanta Sejali, Anuswarasei Parasavarna. Vand, since it is Haladi, we do At, so it becomes Avand. Okay, next.
Nisi, it becomes Nis, Rupadesha Jananasika, Nis by Nomanaha, Nins by Ritonam Dhato, Ni Anuswara Nins by Nashapadanta Siddhri, Anin by Lunglang Rin Swardhata.
Right.
Next one?
Yeah, next.
Yeah. Anshu, it becomes Ansh by Upadesha Jinanashikai, A plus Ansh by Adajadinam, Ansh by Atascha.
Atascha, Ansh, right. Thank you. Rav Mohane.
Yeah. Good evening.
Yeah.
Next one. Naham.
Naha.
Naha.
Yeah, it is, you don't pronounce it as it is a. The nasal
aha.
Naha.
Right.
Naha.
No naha itrena. Nah. And then because it is then a will come. In front of Naha, Anaha,
Anah,
Anah, that is the final version.
Yes. Next.
Eshung.
Eshung.
Esh. A is a vowel. So, Arajadhinam. Esh. Aish.
Atascha.
Atascha.
Esh. Aish.
Aish. Ruji. Araj. Urandrapalha. Araj.
Arj. Because it is a oval. It is art
right.
Followed by R. So Arj.
Right.
A and Rij. So once we do Atashya, it becomes Arj.
Yeah, I mean the final one is Arj.
Arj.
But
yeah.
If you take it sequentially,
Arrange,
Arrange, Arrange, Arrange, Arrange.
Initially, you don't have a, no. I mean, it is R, N, J.
No, R becomes R, right?
Why? Why Guna? I mean, we might have a Guna, but not now. No. We have not yet done the Guna. Rij is just Rij. First is Riji, we remove the E by Upadesha Jananasikaita, Riji,
okay.
And then Iditonum Dhatohu, R, N, J, Nashtavadanta Sijhali, Anuswarasei Parasavarnaha, Rinj, Atascha, A, Rinj,
okay. Oh, only in the end it becomes orange.
Orange, yeah, only in the end when we are doing Atascha, Vriddhi for Akara and Rikara. Vriddhi is Akara, Uranda paraha, we get R, orange.
So, and until you get to orange, all the earlier steps should be only rakara and not
yes.
Arara.
No, there is no gunar vriddhi, at least, not so far.
I didn't do that. That's,
yeah.
Next one.
No, thank you. Wait.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Ravi Chandanji. Aksham. Dhatvadeshasaha. Steep. Astip. We do Dhatvadesha Saha and then the Takara becomes Takara. So it becomes Stip. And you do Adagama, so it becomes Astip. There's some problem with your mic, Ravichandanji. We cannot hear clearly. It's very...
Can you hear now?
Yeah, better.
Okay. Hold my thing closer. Okay. So, it becomes Astip. Is it clear now? Okay. Dubraj. Yeah, Adi is no Dudugaha. The two goes. Upadesha, Ajinam, Sita, then it becomes Raj. Then Lang, Ling, Rumshu, At Agama, so it becomes Abhraj.
Abhraj. Yeah, thank you. There's a question, why does the Takara become Takara? As we saw, the Takara was derived from the Shtutva. As soon as the Shakara becomes Sa, the Takara also becomes Takara. That we see wherever Dhatvadesha Saha, wherever Shakara is followed by Tavarga letters in the Upadesha, it always becomes a Tavarga letter. Shna becomes Sna. Shtipa becomes Tipa, Shtha becomes Stha, and so on. So next one, Himamshu, Ota.
Yes, thanks. E na upadeshe anunasik it, so the ale, then
ad jadi nam.
So A, Ard Jadi Nam. So A Il, then Atasha Ail.
Ail.
Ail. The second is U Unu U. So the Halantiyam. Unu. Then Ard Jadi Nam. A Unu. Then Atasha.
Aur nu.
Then the last one is Gurda. So upadeshe aj anunasik it. So good. Then then lung ling shu anuddataha
at udataha. Lung lang shu at
udattaha. Udattaha, thank you. Then adhyantau takitau. So this becomes agurd.
Agurd, right. Thank you. Sharma Mahore.
Agurd, is it not?
Upadhyamcha, right. So there is upadhyamcha, so it becomes agurd because it is repha upadha. There is a dirgha also. Yeah, correct.
Luthi. Upadeshe ajana sikit luth. Idito num dhatoho. Lunath. Nascha apadantasya jali. Lunth. Anuswarasya yehi parasavarnaha lunth. alunth.
Alunth.
Shma. Shaha. Shaha
saha. Dhatvadesha saha.
Sma. Asna.
Asna.
Adi. Ad.
Upadesha
jaman it ad. Iditonum dhatoh an n d. Nascha patantasya jali and. Anuswarasya yi parasavarnaha a nakara d. Ad ajadi nam a and. Adasya and vrdhi.
And. Right. Dhanyavad. Mahadevan.
Adi.
Adi is over. Iki. Aink.
Aink. Urki. So they say, I don't know if it's an inner Uru. But I am sure it's an inner Uru. Art of the Nam is an inner art of Uru. Uru.
Uru. Right. Aur. Anu. Dhanyavada. So the answer is, in case it is, there is a slight noise there. So 16th was Aink Iki, we do Numagama and it becomes Ngakara by Parasavarna. Adagama Vriddhi becomes Aink. Urvi becomes A Urv. There is Upadhyamcha Adagama and Vriddhi Aurv. Nu, there is Nonaha, and Lunglang Rinshwadadattaha, Anu. Okay. So next one, somebody else told. Nagendra Kaushik. What's that?
Achi, because Upadeshya Janunasika, it becomes Arch. Idito num dhato becomes anch. And then a plus anch because of ada jadi nam. And vidhi prashta becomes anch.
Anch. Yeah, so when Sridhar Nimadama, there is also Nashtavadanta Sijhali and Anaswarasayi Parasavarna. The final form is anch. Next.
Anch. Then Onr, Upadeshaya Janunasika becomes On, and Adajadinam and Atashta becomes Aun.
Aun. Aun. Aun.
Murtha. Upadeshaya Jananasika, it becomes Murt. Upadhyayancha Murt. Then Lunglang Lungshva
Adudartha.
Amurt.
Amurt. Yeah. Amurt. Thank you. Thank you. Paul, do you want to try?
Are you hearing me yet?
Let
me
yeah.
Okay, thanks. You can hear me now. Okay, good. I'll try it and see what I can do. Okay, so number 20,
yeah.
Something changed there? Okay, number 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ing. Okay, so we have ing, and it's a halantium, so we have e, and then we have adajadinam. Adajadinam.
A, just pure A. So now it becomes A and E. So then we do Vriddhi with Atascha. It becomes I.
Oh, what did I say? A. Okay, so it becomes A. I.
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 Yeah. I.
Vriddhi. I. Mm. Right, with Atascha.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. Then we have Brahi. And we have Upadeshi Anunasika It. Anunasika It. So we have Vr. Vr. And then we get Num. Ibito Num Datoho. So we get Vrngha. Then we get It. Like Vrngha, we get Anunasika.
Anuswara. Nascha Padanta Siddhali.
Anuswara. We get Anuswara. Nascha Padanta Siddhali. And we get Vrn. No, yeah. Nascha Padanta Siddhali. Vrnha. And then that's it. We get Vrnha. And Vrnha. And then we add Vrnha. And we get Abrnha. Abrnha.
Abrumha. Next.
Abrumha. Oh.
There's no akar. It's just Abrumha.
Then we get that. Yeah, Abrumha. Abrum. Yeah, of course. There's no at the end. Abrumha. Yes. Yes, of course. And then tu o shvi. So it, anunasika it, upadeshi anunasika it. So we get and we also get chutu, so we get
no.
Oshvi, and now
Adivnitadaha.
Oshva.
No, I mean, the two goes, but not by chutu, but Adivnitadaha.
I know.
Huh.
Right, that's correct. Okay, so two goes by Adivnitadaha, and then the O goes by Upadeshi and Anujasika it, and we get Shri. And then we get the Linglong Lungshu for the art, and then we get Ashvi.
Ashvi, right. Thank you.
Yeah, Ashvi.
Yeah. So a couple of questions. First, can you please go over 18 once again? 18 is nu, so it becomes nonaha. There is no it, so it becomes nonaha. The nakara becomes na, so it is nu. That is adagama, lunglang rungshvadudantaha. It becomes anu. So one thing, as Ravichandranji said, the ing, it is a nityam adhi purvaha. It's not abhi, but adhi. So it is usually preceded by adhi, but that does not change the Anga, as in the Adagama is still for the E part of it, not for the Adhi. That is why I purposely gave that dhatu, as we see today in the Anga. Any other questions in the exercises? Hope this much is clear. Okay. So now we will see the next step we have is the major step. So there is one question in 2O Shvi. Does the Okara go or remain? It goes. It is Anunasika. So it is removed by Itsamya. So the dhatu is only Shvi. So there is a question. Some dhatus appear in more than one gana, like Anchu. Yes, it is true. There are many cases where dhatus are repeated. There are a lot of dhatus which appear in two ganas. There are a few which appear in more. For example, the vididhatu appears in four ganas. Okay. So it has a change in form. It has different forms in the different ganas as we see. So far, the karyas which we have done so far do not depend on the gana. Okay. So it's only when we are doing the vikarana that the gana comes into play. And we will see that as we deal with each gana. So now the Angakarya, okay, as I said, Angakarya is where it is the key process of deriving the dhatu. Okay, the most important part in Tinganta Prakriya is the Angakarya, how the Anga changes based on the Pratyaya. So for that we have to know what is an Anga, right? So we already defined this. Samya yada adau samyaha adhitaha tada anga samyapi adhita kinto prasanga vashat punaha anga samyam pashyamaha yasmat pratyaya vidhis tadari pratyayengam iti anga samya vidhayakam sutram yasmat pratyaya vidhihi tadadi pratyaye angam iti panchapadani santi kaha arthaha yasmat pratyaya vidhihi yasmat अथवा यस्याः प्रकृतेः प्रत्ययः विधीयते तदादि यः प्रत्ययः यस्मात् क्रियते तदादि शब्दस्वरूपं तस्मिन् प्रत्यये परे अंगसंयम स्यात् अ वेरी वेरी प्रिसाइज डेफिनेशन ऑफ व्हाट इज अंग वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ ईच ऑफ दीस यः प्रत्ययः यस्मात् क्रियते द फर्स्ट की पॉइंट इन अंगसंय इज द प्रत्यय अंगसंय इज रिलेटिव टू अ पर्टिकुलर प्रत्यय. It is not a common anga. You cannot have an anga without the pratyaya. Anga samya is always relative to a pratyaya. Yaha pratyayaha yasmat kriyate tadadi shabda swarupam tasmin pratyaye pare anga samyam syat. So it defines both the beginning and the end of this anga, the boundary of the anga. It starts wherever you have to which we have added the pratyaya. And it ends at the beginning of the pratyaya, that is starting from the whatever you added it till you meet that pratyaya, whatever we have is anga. What does this mean? Udaharanam pashyamaha. Bhu sattayam iti dhatuhu asti. Bhu iti dhatuhu sattarthakaha vadihi prathamaganasya dhatuhu parasmaipadi set. So this is all we get from the dhatu patha. Tasmat lat lakaraha kriyate. Bhu l tip das dhi ityanena tip pratyaya kriyate lakarasya sthane bhu ti. So remember, whatever is in square brackets is the thing with the anubandha. Okay. Generally, I mean, in prakriya there are steps for removing the itsamya, but we don't show that every time. It becomes rather laborious. So we know that from lat, the akara goes by upadesha yajananasikaitu, takara goes by halantyam, and what is left is li. Okay. So this is the operative part. Always itsamya lopanantaram padartha upasthiti. So whenever we do any pratyaya, any adesha, any agama, the first step is to remove the itsamya letters. We will never have the itsamya letters participating in any prakriya. Okay. So we can directly bring on the particle after removing the itsamya. Evam ti ityatra tip ityatra pakaraha halantyam ityanena itsamyakaha tasya lopaha ityanena lupyate. Ti is the participating particle. So bhu ti. Idanim tatra anyaha pratyaha kriyate kartari shap ityanena dhatoho shap pratyaha kriyate. So in shap, there is a. Shakarasya lashakvatathita iti itsamya, pakarasya halantyam iti itsamya, tayor lope a, bhu, a, ti. Now we have to decide what is the anga. Okay, so there are two pratyayas here. A, shap, api pratyayaha, ti, api pratyayaha. Every pratyaya will have an anga relative to it. So now let us see the pratyaya for shap. Yaha pratyayaha, nama shap pratyayaha. Yasmat kriyate, bhu ityasmat kriyate. So kartrarthe sarvadhatike dhatohu shap syat. So it is added to the dhatu. Okay. So bhu is that on which we are adding the pratyaya. So yasmat kriyate, bhu ityasmat kriyate. Tadadi shabda swarupam tasmin pratyaye pare. It is when followed by shap, bhu is the anga. So relative to shap, shapaha angam, bhu ityeva. There is nothing after bhu till we meet shap. Okay, so bhu is the anga for shap. Now if we look at the tip pratyaya, yaha pratyaya, tip pratyaya, yasmat kriyate, bhu ityasmat kriyate. We are adding tip to bhu. Right. So we are adding lat to bhu and in its place you are adding tip, so it is still bhu. Tadadi shabda swarupam, starting from there, from bhu, tasmin pratyaye pare, till you meet the pratyaya, starting from bhu till you meet ti. So you have bhu and a. So that whole thing is the anga for tip. Ataha tip pratyayasya angam bhu a. Shap pratyayasya angam bhu, tip pratyayasya angam bhu a. Okay, so very important to have this concept. Right, so have this very, very clearly. What is the anga is what we need to know very well to perform any anga karya. So if you are doing an anga karya for shap, we do it on the bhu part. But if you are doing it for sip, we do it on the bhu a part. Okay, so we'll see another example. Chur iti dhatuhu, churasteye iti churadiganasya dhatuhu. Tasmat nich pratyaha kriyate swarthe. Okay, so there is chur e and then we add shap. There is also a t. I should also have put the t there. So there is chur, nich, shap and tip. So there are three pratyayas. So nich pratyayasya kim angam, chur iti angam. Okay. Shap pratyayasya tu chur i. This is the anga for shap. So what happens? What is the purpose of defining the boundary of the anga samya, the latter boundary? If you are doing the angasya guna, in both these cases we do a guna for the anga. Angasya gunaha kriyate. Idanimeva pashyamaha sutram. Angasya gunaha kriyate. Nich pratyayam nimitti kritya yadi gunaha kriyate. Tarhi churu ityatra yaha ukaraha tasya gunaha bhavati. Iko guna vriddhi. As we know, guna vriddhi is for the ik letter. Since the anga for nich is chur, churu ityatra yaha ik ukaraha tasya gunaha bhavati. Chor iti bhavati. Idanim shap pratyayam nimitti kritya api gunaha bhavati. There is also a guna depending on the shap pratyaya. This guna has its anga as churu e. Now it is the ikara which gets guna due to shap. Tada ikarasya gune ekaraha bhavati. Shapam nimitti kritya angasya gunaha saha churu e ityatra ikarasya. Ataha choru e ikarasya gune e ityapi bhavati. Chore a. So this is how the prakriya goes on. For every pratyaya, there will be an anga and there will be anga karya. There is a karya which is specified for the anga. Angam kim, anga karyam, kasya bhavati iti samyak jnatavyam. So we have known the latter boundary of the anga is till the pratyaya. Pratyaya paryantam madhya yadyadasti tat sarvam api pratyaya drishtya angam. Now the previous boundary or the first boundary is also important. Yatha sam iti upasargaha path iti dhatuhu asti. Latlakare kim bhavati sam pathati. इति रूपं संपठति संपठतः संपठन्ति इत्यादि. इदानीम् अस्य लङ्लकारे किं रूपं भवति? असंपठत् इति भवति वा? बिकाज़् वी नो दट् लङ्लकारे अडागमः भवति. अडागमः आदौ भवति. आदौ भवति चेत् अकारः आदौ योज्यते. असंपठत्. दिस् इस् अ कामन् थिङ्ग् दट् वी नो डू इन्स्टिङ्क्टिव्लि. यु आड् अन् अकार टु द बिगिनिङ्ग्. बट् बिगिनिङ्ग् आफ् वाट्? संपठ् लकारः अस्ति, लङ्लकारः. धातोः इत्यधिकारे विहितः लङ्लकारः. सर्वेपि लकाराः धात्वधिकारे विहिताः. सो धातोः विहितः लङ्. अतः यः प्रत्ययः नाम लङ् प्रत्ययः, यस्मात् क्रियते पठ् इत्यस्मात् क्रियते. द उपसर्ग, यु आर् नाट् एडिङ्ग् द लङ्लकार टु द उपसर्ग, यु आर् एडिङ्ग् इट् टु द प्लेन् धातु. धातोः एव लकारः, अतः पठ् इत्यस्मात् लङ्लकारः कृतः. तदादिशब्दस्वरूपं पठ् इत्यारभ्य तस्मिन् प्रत्यये परे, लङ्लकारे परे अङ्गम्. सो वाट् इस् द अङ्ग फार् द लकार? इट् इस् पठ्, नाट् सम्पठ्. पठ् इस् द अङ्ग. अडागमः क्रियते. वि आर् डूयिङ्ग् द अडागम. कः अर्थः? लुङ् लङ् लृङ्क्षु अङ्गस्य अडागमः. इट् इस् इन् द अङ्गाधिकार. सो द अडागम इस् फार् द अङ्ग. द अङ्ग इस् पठ्. So the adagama will come at the beginning of pathu. Adyantau takitau ityanena dhatoho angasya adau adagamah kriyate. Angam pathu iti. Ataha sam apathu samapathat iti rupam, natu asampathat. Okay, whenever we use upasarga, it is very important to remember in langlakar especially. This is a error which happens very frequently. So it is, akara does not come at the beginning of whatever we have. Adagama is at the beginning of the anga. In Tinganta, the anga for the lakara is the dhatu. So adagama is added to the beginning of the dhatu and not to the beginning of what we hear. So this is why both the beginning and the end of the anga samnya is very, very important. It begins where we are adding the pratyaya, to that particle to which we have added the pratyaya, and it ends where the pratyaya begins. Okay, so the anga samnya extends till we meet that pratyaya. Okay, so anga samnya is relative. It is dependent on the pratyaya. You cannot define an universal anga. It is always relative to the pratyaya. It begins at that part where to which you added the pratyaya, and it extends till we meet that pratyaya. Whatever is in between is also taken in the anga. So anga samnya. Any questions about angam, the samnya itself? Okay. Anga karyam nama kim? Anga samnya jnata. Yasmat pratyaya vidhis tadadi pratyayangam ityanena angam iti samnya vidhiyate. अङ्गकार्यं नाम किम्? अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः षष्ठाध्याये चतुर्थपादे प्रथमं सूत्रम् अङ्गस्य इति. इदम् अधिकारसूत्रम्. इतः आरभ्य सप्तमाध्यायस्य अन्तपर्यन्तं, टिल् द एण्ड् आफ् सेवेन्थ् चाप्टर्, दट् इस् 6, 4, 7, 1, 7, 2, 7, 3, 7, 4, all these are angakaryas coming under this adhikara. Shashthadhyayasya chaturthapadadarabhya saptamadhyaya samapti paryantam angadhikaraha. So it should shine like a red light. As soon as you see any sutra which falls in this 6, 4 or starting with 7, it is an angakarya. अस्मिन् अधिकारे विहितानि कार्याणि अङ्गकार्याणि इति उच्यन्ते. अर्थात् अङ्गं निमित्तीकृत्य कृतानि कार्याणि. सो दे आल्वेज् हेपन् वेन् देर् इस् अ प्रत्यय फालोयिङ्ग्. प्रत्यये परे अङ्गस्य किं कार्यं भवति इति अस्मिन् अधिकारे ज्ञायते. इदानीम् अङ्गाधिकारस्य कानिचन कार्याणि पश्यामः. वि विल् सी अ फ्यू वेरि कामन् कार्यास् विच् वि फैण्ड् इन् अङ्गाधिकार. As I said, we cannot see all the angadhikaras here, angakaryas here, because it is in the angakarya that each dhatu varies from the other. So angakarya is what we will be studying in each gana. after this chapter we will enter the bhadigana. So tatra kim adhiyate angakaryameva adhiyate pradhanataya kachit sandhihi adhiyate kintu pradhanataya angakaryameva adhiyate kasya dhatuh kim angakaryam bhavati iti kintu samanyataya angakarya dvayam asti. There are two angakaryas which apply by default. So we are idanim tani angakaryani pashyamaha. So as we go to the others, we will know the exceptions or where to apply these and where not to apply these. So dhatu tinganta prakriyayam bahu mukhyam angakaryam asti gunaha. Okay, one of the most common angakaryas, it is given by default. Okay, for all dhatus, for all pratyayas. Sutram asti sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yohu. Saptamadhyaye tritiya pade chaturashititamam idam sutram. So if we look at the sutra in the ashtadhyayi, sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yohu. Ekameva padamasti saptami vibhaktau dvivachanam. So if you look at the anuvritti from above, mider gunaha ityataha gunaha iti anuvartate, and this red one is the angadhikara from 6-4 till the end of 7th chapter, it is the angadhikara. Sarvadhatuka arthadhatuka yohu iti saptami dvivachanam gunaha iti anuvartate angasya ityadhikaraha. So we have also seen the paribhasha iko gunavriddhi. Yatra yatra gunavriddhi shabdabhyam gunavriddhi yatra vidhiyate tatra ikaha iti shashchantam padam upatishthate. So ikaha iti padam api atra upatishthate iko gunavriddhi iti paribhashaya. So ikaha angasya istyasti shashti vibhaktau yena vidhihi tadantasya. So igantasya angasya. Igantasya angasya gunahasyat sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yohu parayohu. So any iganta anga will get guna when followed by sarvadhatuka or ardhadhatuka. So sarvadhatuka is the pratyaya, ardhadhatuka is the pratyaya. What is a sarvadhatuka? Sarvadhatukam namakim. Yes.
Hello.
Nitish.
Tingshit sarvadhatukam.
Tingshit sarvadhatukam. Ardhadhatukam?
Tanga. Ardhadhatukam sheshaha.
Ardhadhatukam sheshaha. So all pratyayas which are added to a dhatu can be classified into sarvadhatuka, ardhadhatuka. Yadi ting bhavati athava shit bhavati tarhi sarvadhatukaha. Ting shit bhinnaha. Sarvopi pratyayah ardhadhatukah. All pratyayas added, almost all. So 99% of the pratyayas added to the dhatus can be classified into sarvadhatuka and ardhadhatuka. So sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yohu parayohu. Sarvadhatuke pare api gunaha bhavati, ardhadhatuke pare api gunaha bhavati. So this is a common angakarya. So when followed by any pratyaya, whether it is sarvadhatuka or ardhadhatuka, igantasya angasya gunahasyat. Iti sutrarthaha. Kim udaharanam? Ji dhatu hasti ikarantaha. Ikaraha ik. So tasmat shap pratyaya kriyate. Shap pratyaya shit shitvat sarvadhatukaha. Sarvadhatuke sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho ityanena gunaha. Ikarasya gunaha ekaraha. So G A becomes J A. Ni A. Istyasti. Ne. Ikarasya gune. Ne A. Dru A. Ukaraha. Ukarasya gune. Okaraha. Dro A. Bhu. Ukaraha. Ukarasya gune. Okaraha. Bho A. Sr A. Rukaraha. Rukarasya gune. A. R. Urandraparaha ityanena refaha. Sar a. Okay, so these are all guna when followed by a sarvadhatuka. Ardhadhatuke pare api gunaha bhavati. Yatha yat iti pratyaya asti. Sahating na shit api na अतः आर्धधातुकः आर्धधातुके परे अपि गुणः जीय बिकम्स जेय नेय द्रोय भोय सर्य ओके सो वेदर इट इज अ सार्वधातुक और अन अर्धधातुक एन इगंत अंग गेट्स गुण सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः भवति ओके सो दिस इज द कॉमन अंगकार्य फॉर इगंत अंगस एवरीवेयर सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः सो देयर आर एक्सेप्शंस टू गुण देयर आर एक्सेप्शंस देयर आर निषेध टू गुण किंतु औत्सर्गितकतया इगंतानां अंगानां सर्वत्र गुणः भवति सो देयर आर क्वेश्चंस आर देयर प्रत्ययस विच आर नीदर अर्धधातुक नॉर सार्वधातुक यस देयर आर अ फ्यू प्रत्ययस विच आर neither ardhadhatuka nor sarvadhatuka in the sanadis if you look at the study the sanadyanta dhatavah so in the san etc there are pratyaya among them they do not fall under the dhatva adhikara okay so there you have they are not added specifically to a dhatu so there you can have a pratyaya which is neither ardhadhatuka nor sarvadhatuka but very rare okay especially in tinganta prakriya unless we go to the sanadyantas in tingantas we do not have all pratyayas will be either ardhadhatuka or sarvadhatuka okay atra prashnah sarvada antimasya ikah gunah bhavati va kimartham alontyasya iko guna vriddhi ityanena igantasya angasya gunah iti nischitam kasya gunah iti cet alontyasya ityanena antyasya gunah so because it is an al we have antyasya gunah bhavati So clear with sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayoh igantanam anganam utsargitataya gunah bhavati sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayoh ityanena so the major one of the major parts in tinganta prakriya is to decide whether this guna will apply or not okay. so we will see that in the particular cases so guna vidhayakam dvitiyam sutram asti puganta laghupadhasya cha पुगंत लघुपधस्य इति षष्ठी एकवचनम् चकारः अस्ति सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इति अनुवर्तते गुणः इत्यपि अनुवर्तते सो दिस इज द सूत्र आफ्टर सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः सो सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः then you have jagro vichinnal nitsu and then puganta laghupadhasya cha sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayoh ityena vartate gunah ityapena vartate angasya ityadhikarah ikah ityapi asti iko guna vriddhi ityanena ikah ityapi anuvartate upatishthate tatra ikah iti shashtantam padam upatishthate yadani pugantasya laghupadhasya cha angasya नौ पुगंत लघुपधस्य इज अ विशेषण टू अंग यदंगम पुगंतम भवति अथवा लघुपधम भवति तस्य अंगस्य इकः तस्य अंगस्य अवयवः यः इक तस्य स्थाने गुणः भवति सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः परयोः सो व्हेन फॉलोड बाय द सार्वधातुक और अर्धधातुक इफ इट इज नॉट इगंत यदि इगंतम तर्हि गुणः भवति सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन यदि अनिगंतम तर्हि उपधायाः वर्णम् आश्रित्य यदि पुगन्तम् अथवा लघुपधम् तस्य अंगस्य इकः गुणः भवति किमुदाहरणम् वि विल नौ सी द एग्जांपल्स फॉर द लघुपद पुक् इति कश्चन आगमः यथा स्था स्थापयति दा दापयति ह्री ह्रेपयति इत्यादयः सन्ति पुक् इज एन आगम विच इज एडेड इन निच् निच् प्रत्यये परे केशांचन धातूनां पुक् इति आगमः भवति ओके सो दोस आर पुगंतस फॉर नाउ बिकॉज़ वी आर डीलिंग विद धातुस वी आर कंसर्न विद द लघुपध उपधा अलोन्त्यात् पूर्व उपधा द लास्ट बट वन लेटर यत्र उपधा वर्णः लघुः भवति यथा चित् इत्यस्ति चित् इति धातुः तत्र उपधायाम् अस्ति इकारः लघु वर्णः ह्रस्वं लघु इत्यनेन लघुः सो चित् सार्वधातुके परे अंगस्य इकः गुणः स्वाङ्गस्य इक अस्ति इकारः तस्य गुणे चेत् अ एवं मुद् अ इत्यस्ति चेत् लघुपधः उपधायाम् उकारः अस्ति तस्य गुणे मोद् अ लिख् य यत् ण्यत् प्रत्ययः आर्धधातुकः सो दिस् इस् नीदर् तिङ् नार् षित् सो इट् इस् अन् आर्धधातुक आर्धधातुके परे अपि लघुपदस्य गुणः भवति लेख्य चुद् य इत्यस्ति तस्य गुणे चोद् य चोद्य सो यत्र यत्र उपधायां लघुवर्णः अस्ति धातौ तत्र पुगन्तलघुपदस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः भवति यदि इगन्तमङ्गं तर्हि सार्वधातुकार्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः यदि लघुपदं तर्हि पुगन्तलघुपदस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः सो दीस् टु आर् कार्यस् विच् अप्लै वैड्लि अक्रास् तिङन्तस् बिकास् द निमित्ता इस् वेरि वैड् द निमित्ता इन्क्लूड्स् आल् सार्वधातुकास् एण्ड् आल् अर्धधातुकास् अतः सर्वत्र इदं कार्यम् औत्सर्गिकतया भवति क्लियर् वित् गुण इगन्तमङ्गं तर्हि अन्त्यस्य गुणः यदि लघुपदमङ्गं तर्हि इकः गुणः उपधायां विद्यमानस्य इकः गुणः सो दिस् इक् हेस् टु बि ह्रस्व बिकास् इट् इस् लघुपद किन्तु यत्र यत्र ह्रस्वः तत्र तत्र भवति इति नास्ति यथा शिक्ष् इति धातुः अस्ति तत्र इकारः अस्ति किन्तु उपधायां नास्ति लघु अपि न उपधायामपि नास्ति सो शिक्ष् मैट् लुक् लैक् चित् बट् यु विल् नाट् हाव् द गुण हियर् बिकास् इकार इस् नाट् इन् द उपधा अण्ड् इट् इस् नाट् लघु So clear with Guna. Any questions? Agrimam Angakaryam Asti, Samanyam Angakaryam, Vriddhihi. Vriddhi Vidhayakam Sutram Asti, Acho Initi. अचोयणिति इति सूत्रम् अचः इति षष्ठ्येकवचनम् इणिति इति सप्तमी एकवचनम् मृदेर्वृद्धिः इत्यतः वृद्धिः इति अनुवर्तते अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः अचः इणिति वृद्धिः अङ्गस्य अचः अङ्गस्य इति परस्परं विशेषणं विशेष्यं च अतः तदन्तविधिः अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य वृद्धिः स्यात् नीति नीति णिति च परे यदि प्रत्ययः ञित् भवति अथवा णित् भवति तर्हि अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य वृद्धिः भवति अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य वृद्धिः स्यात् नीति णिति च परे किमुदाहरणम् निचि इत्यस्ति चि धातुः नि इति उपसर्गपूर्वकः तस्मात् घञ् इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते घञ् इत्यत्र अकारः अस्ति घकारस्य लशक्वतद्धिते इति संज्ञा ञकारस्य हलन्त्यमिति अकारः शिष्यते निचि अ अयं ञित् ञकारः इति अतः चि इत्यस्य वृद्धौ निचै अ एवं निस् पू इत्यस्ति सो पू इस् द धातु निस् इस् द उपसर्ग तस्मात् घञ् प्रत्यये कृते ञित्वात् अचोयणिति इत्यनेन ऊकारस्य वृद्धौ औकारः निस् पौ णिति अपि भवति यथा णुल् इति प्रत्ययः अस्ति तस्य स्थाने अक इति आदेशः नि अक इत्यस्ति चेत् णित्वात् वृद्धिः नञ् अक दिस् इस् द स्टाण्डर्ड् एक्साम्पल् गिवन् फार् अन्तवान्तादेशसन्धि नञ् अकः नायकः सो हौ डु विगेट् नञ् विगेट् नञ् फ्रम् नी नी इति धातुः णित्वात् प्रत्ययः णित् णित्वात् अचोयणिति इत्यनेन वृद्धौ नञ् अक भू इति धातुः अस्ति ण्यत् प्रत्ययः ण्यत् प्रत्ययः नित् नित्वात् वृद्धौ भौ य रूपं तु भाव्यम् इति भवति कृ य इत्यस्ति अयमपि अजन्तः ण्यत् प्रत्यये कृ इत्यस्य वृद्धौ आकारः उरण्ड्रपरः इत्यनेन रेफपरः कार्य दिस् इस् हौ वी हव् द वर्ड् कार्यम् कृ धातोः ण्यत् प्रत्ययः वृद्धिः कार्य इति भवति सो रिमेम्बर् दिस् इस् नाट् फार् द धातु ओन्ली धातूनामेव भवति इति नास्ति यत्र यत्र अजन्तमङ्गं प्रत्ययः ञित् अथवा णित् भवति तत्र तत्र वृद्धिः भवति अचोयिणिति इत्यनेन यथा गोशब्दः अस्ति सुप्रत्ययः तत्र गोतोणित् इत्यनेन गोशब्दात् परस्य सुप्रत्ययस्य णिद्वद्भावः क्रियते दट् इस् सेड् दट् दिस् सुप्रत्यय इस् णित् णित्वात् गो इत्यस्य वृद्धिः अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य वृद्धिः इत्यनेन वृद्धौ गौस् अत एव गौः इति रूपं गौः गावौ गावः गां गावौ सर्वत्र वृद्धिः भवति गोशब्दस्य बिकास् आफ् णिद्वद्भाव बिकास् द प्रत्यय इस् णित् अचोयिणिति इत्यनेन वृद्धिः धातुषु प्रातिपदिकेषु सर्वत्र अचोयिणिति इति सामान्येन वृद्धिविधायकं सूत्रम् Okay, so there are a couple of questions. What are all these pratyayas? The pratyayas which I am showing, say, Niyat or Nul or Ghai, they are all Krit pratyayas. Okay, so they are not Ting. Okay. So there are Krit pratyayas. The Dhatu can have two kinds of pratyayas. One is the Ting pratyaya and the other is the Krit. Okay. So these are all Ghai, Nul, Niyat, they are all Krit pratyayas. Okay, so the karyas which are told for dhatus apply both for thing and krit. So it is easier to show those forms, especially the nit and nit. They are found mostly in krit. Okay. So then there is one more question: is kr vriddhi kar or kar? It is kar. If we do guna for kr, it will be kar. If we do vriddhi for kr, it will be kar. Okay. Say karta, if you have kru and trich, okay. Kru, trich pratyaya asti, tatra saradhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho ityanena gunaha, igantasya angasya gunahasya, tada kartru iti bhavati, karta kartaro kartaraha. Yadi nit pratyaya, tarhi achoyiniti ityanena vriddhi bhavati, karyam ityadi. Okay. Clear with guna and vriddhi. There is one more question. What is puganta? So as I said, puganta is puk is a agama which is added to certain dhatus in nijanta. Yeah, I didn't go into details of puganta because we have not seen, but it is an agama which is added to a dhatu. Like in case of thapayati, dapayati, the pakara you hear is from puk. So when it is puganta, if there is ik, say hreep, if you see, tada hrepayati. Hleep ityasti chet hlepayati. Knoop ityasti chet knopayati. So there is guna even for pugantas. But the common guna which we see in tigantas is the laghupadha guna. One is the tigantasya angasya saradhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho ityanena guna. Laghupadhasya tu puganta laghupadhasya cha ityanena guna. Yadi pratyayaha nyit athava nit bhavati. तर्हि गुणं बाधित्वा अचोयिणिति इत्यनेन वृद्धिः भवति सो दिस् इस् द फस्ट् सूत्र फार् वृद्धि देर् इस् वन् मोर् अत उपधायाः अतः उपधायाः इति पदद्वयं षष्ठी विभक्तौ ज्णिति वृद्धिः इति अनुवर्तते सो दिस् इस् सूत्र इस् इमीडियट्लि आफ्टर् अचोयिणिति ज्णिति इति अनुवर्तते वृद्धिः इत्यपि अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः अङ्गस्य उपधायाः ह्रस्व अकारस्य वृद्धिः स्यात् उपधायाः अतः अत् इत्यत्र तपरस्तत्कालस्य इत्यनेन तपरकरणम् अतः उपधायां यदि ह्रस्व अकारः अस्ति तर्हि तत्रापि वृद्धिः भवति ञिति णिति च परे यदि अजन्तः तत्र वृद्धिः उपधायां ह्रस्व अकारः अस्ति चेदपि वृद्धिः भवति ञित् प्रत्यये ञित् प्रत्यये च परे उदाहरणं रमु अ इत्यस्ति. रमधातोः घञ् प्रत्ययः क्रियते, घञ् प्रत्ययः ञीत्, अतः अकारस्य उपधायां विद्यमानस्य ह्रस्व अकारस्य वृद्धिः. सो वृद्धि विल् बि आकार, अकारस्य वृद्धिः आकारः राम इति भवति. एवं पच् अक नुल् प्रत्ययः नित्वात् उपधायाः वृद्धौ. पाठक पच् धातोः पाठक. वद् धातुः अस्ति, तस्मात् ण्यत् प्रत्यये कृते वद् य वाद्य. सो यू कैन् सी दीस् आर् आल् वेरि फेमिलियर् फार्म्स्, दे आर् डिरैव्ड् फ्रम् द धातु वेर् देर् इस् उपधा वृद्धि बिकास् आफ् अकार अत उपधायाः. ओके, सो वी हेव् लर्न्ड् टू अङ्गकार्यास् टुडे, गुण एण्ड् वृद्धि. यदि इगन्तमङ्गम् तर्हि सर्वेषु सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः प्रत्ययोः परयो प्रत्ययेषु परेषु गुणः भवति. यदि अजन्तमङ्गम् तर्हि निति निति च वृद्धिः भवति. यदि उपधायां लघु इक् अस्ति, सो इफ् देर् इस् अ इक् विच् इस् लघु इन् द उपधा, देन् पुगन्तलघुपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः भवति. यदि उपधायां ह्रस्व अकारः अस्ति तर्हि अत उपधायाः इत्यनेन वृद्धिः भवति, ञिति णिति च परे. सो गुण इस् अ वेरि जनरल् कार्य, इट् अप्लैस् फार् आल्मोस्ट् आल् प्रत्ययस्, वेरस् वृद्धि अप्लैस् ओन्ली इफ् द प्रत्यय इस् ञित् आर् णित्. यत्र यत्र प्रत्ययः ञित् अथवा णित् भवति तत्र तत्र वृद्धेः प्रसक्तिः भवति, अन्यत्र सर्वत्र गुणस्य प्रसक्तिः भवति. So guna and vriddhi are two common anga karyas which we will know. So wherever we go to each gana, we have to see will the guna apply or not, will the vriddhi apply or not. Any questions? So there were a couple of questions which I didn't answer, I mean it was not related here. So first question, in 2 Oshvi, so can we remove the it letters at the beginning of the dhatu even if there are two of them? See, the question is, the 2 Oshvi, the Adir Nitudavaha says that it has to be at the beginning of a dhatu in Upadesha. Upadeshe adau 2 du ni santite tesham lopaha, atah 2 ityasya lopaha bhavati chinta nasti. Upadeshe adharanasikayita ityasya tu adau bhavet iti niyamah nasti, ante bhavet ityapi niyamah nasti. Yatra yatra anunasikah achvarnah asti, tatra tatra itsamya bhavati. Atah there is nothing wrong in removing both. Amen. See, kshamush ityapi asti, tatra anunasikah ukarah asti, ante shakarah, shakarasya halantyam ityanena itsamya ukarasya upadeshe adharanasika ityanena itsamya. So similarly here, there are two at the beginning. It doesn't, I mean, there is no rule that there should be one or only one anywhere. As long as the conditions are satisfied, you can remove by itsamya. Right. Huh. So there was one more question, this is not related. In the samya, in the word samya, anuswarasya sthane nyakaraha bhavet kila iti prashnaha. Sam iti upasargaha makaraha asti. तस्य मोनुस्वारः इत्यनेन अनुस्वारः. संज्ञा इति धातुः, तत्र अनुस्वारस्य यै परसवर्णः इत्यनेन परसवर्णे कृते ञकारः सवर्गपञ्चमः संज्ञा इति भवेत् इति भवति. तथापि एकं रूपं भवति, किन्तु वा पदान्तस्य इत्यस्ति, पदान्ते परसवर्णः वैकल्पिकः, अतः अनुस्वारस्य रूपमपि साधु, परसवर्णस्य रूपमपि साधु. यदि अनुस्वारः अस्ति तर्हि संज्ञा, न फलसवर्णः क्रियते चेत् संज्ञा, उभयं साधु. सो एनि क्वश्चन्स् आन् अङ्गकार्यम्? So the question, what is the difference between achoiniti and ata upadhayaha? Achoiniti iti adantasya angasya bhavati. Angasya ante ach asti chet bhavati. Yahkopi ach. Sarvesham adantanam achoiniti ityanena vriddhihi bhavati. Ata upadhayaha ityanena upadhayam hraswa akaraha asti chet भवति. One more question. When we add at to the anga with upasarga, we add at ignoring the upasarga, it is seen come to in front of the upasarga? No. At will never come at the beginning of the upasarga. At is always between the upasarga and the dhatu. Angam, angasya adagamaha kriyate, angam tatra dhatu ho, ataha sarvatra dhato ho, adau eva adagamaha. Okay. So it is a wrong notion. I mean, we most of us commit the errors many cases where put the akara before the upasarga. That is wrong. The adagama or adagama will always come after the upasarga and before the dhatu. Sarvada upasarga dhato ho madhye eva adagamaha shruyate. Samapathat, samagachati, whatever, wherever, I mean, samagachati, I mean, saying, not, if you have some and a, and there is a for the, this. So, yeah, if you add the, adding the adagama before the upasarga is wrong, incorrect. It should always come after the upasarga and before the dhatu, added to the beginning of the dhatu because of the anga. I mean, how do we know that? It's because of the anga. Okay. Okay. So, there was one more question. Will all angas have only one ach? If there is more than one ach, how to decide which will become vriddhi in achoyaniti? Achoyaniti is an ajantasya angasya. Alontyasya ityanena antyasya ataha eva vriddhihi. So, the anga has to be ajanta. If it has more than one ach, it is the last. Alontyasya ityanena antyasya eva vriddhihi bhavati. Tasya ataha iti prashnaha atra no deti. So, anga can be ekas, can be anekas. But it's very clear which we change by vriddhi. There is one more question. Dhatu paathe, in the dhatu paatha, adhyanyated avaha is applied before listing, not for the other it letters. Yes, in all the indices of dhatu paatha, if you look at the index of any dhatu paatha, the alphabetical index, the dhatus are listed after removing the need to do. Okay, that is to enable easy search. See, for even for people who don't know vyakarana, they know, say, if there is a labhate, they can guess that the dhatu is labha and search for labha, but it is impossible to know that it has dulabhash. Okay, unless you know the original dhatu, you will not be able to find it. If you list the dhatu under all do, I mean, if you put the do, it will appear under the series of dakara, and in the series of lakaras, you will not find labha. Okay, so for people who do not know, unless you know the original dhatu, you will not be able to find the dhatu. So that is why they remove adir nitudavaha, need to do, before listing it in the dhatu paatha. For the other itsamya letters, it does not matter. I mean, you need not know that it is dulabhash. You can guess that it is labhu and look for labhu in the dhatu paatha. So the itsamya letters at the end do not matter. But even without those itsamya, even if you don't know those itsamya letters are there, you can still search for the dhatu. But if this need to do is present, you will not know. People who do not know that they are there cannot search for it. That is why usually the indices of the dhatu paatha remove the need to do before listing them, just for facility of search. Okay. So, we will not be learning any other angakaryas here, but please learn how to apply guna and how to apply vriddhi to any given anga. Okay, it's very important because that's one of the most common angakaryas that we will see again and again in the thing anta prakriya. They remove even the shakara and nakara they don't, I mean, as far as I know, the dhatupathas which I have seen do not remove the, I mean, they do not convert the shakara to sakara and nakara to nakara. And if you convert, you will not know which is shopadesha, which is shopadesha. Some might, but most of the dhatus do not remove the shakara and nakara. I mean, there might be some additions which do that. I don't know. But mostly they will not do that. Because the difference between sha and sa is it's important for prakriya. So, even if it is done, it would be for the same purpose. To allow people who don't know the vyakaran prakriya to search for the dhatu. So, the abhyasaha asya saptahasya. Etesham angakaryani, the guna and vriddhi. Etesham dhatunam langlakare, in langlakara. Shapi nichichapare, gunam vriddhim kuruta. So, you have to apply the guna and vriddhi. And also the punaravartana, revision of the itsamya, the prakritika karya, adagama and adagama. That is why I specified this. So, for easiness of purpose, I have given a table. I mean, for it's just you can go stepwise. Seshtung iti dhatu hasti. First step, we remove the anubandha. So, it becomes shtu. Nakaraha halantyam ityanena lupyate. Tataha prakritika karyam dhatvadesha saha ityanena shakarasya sakare stu iti dhatu. Lang lakaraha iti yuktam. Ataha adagame krate astu iti asti. So, there are two pratyayas. One is shap, which is a sarvadhatuka, and the other is nich, which is a nit. So, shap is a nimitta for guna, and nich is a nimitta for vriddhi. So, if we do guna when followed by shap, it becomes asto, a is of shap. So, if we do vriddhi when followed by nich, it will be astau, I. This is the thing what we learnt in this class, how to apply guna and how to apply vriddhi. Okay. These are what we had learnt earlier, so we'd better keep them in touch. So there are a few dhatus for which you have to apply all these, and what is the form when we have the guna and what happens when we have the vritti. Any questions? Okay, so dhatu paatha of Yudhishthira Mimamsaka, Deha Vashakara. So, are these three separate questions for each dhatu? Not separate. I mean, guna and vriddhi are separate. Till adta and ata, it is common. I mean, you do that. And then, if we do guna, what happens? If we do vriddhi, what happens? So, these two are separate. Shap and nich. Okay, but before that, it's the series. You start with removing the anubandha, do the prakritika karya, add ate. Then, if we add shap and do guna, what is the form? If we add nich and do vriddhi, what is the form? Okay. Hema?
Oh, I was going to say the sutra that you asked. Oh. That is Sarvadhatu.
Okay, sorry. Any other questions? Yes, Saragopan Mahalaya. I think that was also an old one. Okay. Enakshara samamnayam adhigamya maheshwarat kritsam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram chakranatosmi munitrayam.